Hello there and welcome to the Raw Room Photography podcast. In today's episode, I want to give you a quick update about what I am doing in the face of the current situation that we face. I also want to talk a little bit about the sort of business aspect of this impact from coronavirus on photographers or professional photographers, and also what it might mean for people who are amateur photographers and whether they'll be able to still get out or not. Now, a lot of you know that I used to be a police officer, and from doing that for a long time, I got a lot of experience of dealing with kind of crisis incidents. And although this is absolutely a unique situation that's not really ever happened before in modern times, at least, the way people react to crisis and stuff is often the same. So, I mean, all I'm doing is kind of almost going into like work mode. It's essentially that you are faced with a problem that you cannot necessarily control, and it's just how are you going to ride that out, or how are you going to solve it in the best way possible for yourself or for the people around you, whether that's your family or friends or whatever, or your business. It's just about being as pragmatic as possible, I guess, in the face of something that is most definitely quite real now. It's becoming quite clear, and we need to each figure out how we are going to ride this out. And it's going to be a very difficult time, I think, for many people. Are going to be scared. People have genuine concerns for their health and their economic situation. I also just want to send you some love, and I wanted to jump on and sort of make this podcast because I know I want to hear from people and I want to hear their thoughts about what the thing is, because by hearing each other's thoughts, hearing each other's experiences, I think in hard times, I think it can often provide reassurance just to know that other people are going through difficult times as well, and that we're all going through this together, and ultimately it will end at some point. This is not going to last forever. However, I've seen quite a few sort of things online at the moment that essentially people saying that this is not real or it's been blown out of proportion. Now, I was quite interested in that because from some of the press conferences I've been watching from the government, they seem to be taking quite strict measures. So I wanted to do a little bit more reading about this, and I found a website which is actually from Imperial College London. If you go onto their website, there's a big link at the top that takes you to their coronavirus research, and then there's a document that they've released, which is pretty much, I think, what the government are now following. They're following the advice from the summary of this document, and essentially, what this summary is saying, and it's pretty scary, is that basically this isn't going to end until a vaccine comes along. And there has been news today that human testing has started very early on with a vaccine, but it still takes quite a long time, possibly up to 18 months, to establish that vaccine works. Because if it doesn't work, it could potentially just start infecting people with the actual disease. So they need to do this extended period of testing. They might try and shorten that, I don't know, but that's what it normally takes. So they're sort of saying 18 months. The suppression measures that are now in place are basically to stop hundreds of thousands of people dying due to the NHS being overwhelmed. These suppression measures that we now have put in place are designed to push that demand down on the NHS, so people that do get really sick can go into hospital and get onto a ventilator. And the suppression works, and we've seen that in China, because those results of, oh, there's less infections now in China. But what this report is saying, that as soon as you stop the suppression again, it will come back again. The virus will come back again. So then the suppression measures will have to go back in again. So it may be that these suppression measures will be in for a little while, then we'll be able to cut back on them again, but then we'll have to put them back into place again as the virus starts to spread again. And that's going to be tricky to convince people of, because at the point where it's suppressed, like it is in China today, reports of no new cases, it will appear everything is all right. But then, like we've seen in South Korea, it can just kick off again. And that's likely what's going to happen. So these measures are essentially in place to stop hundreds of thousands of people dying. And if we stick to these suppression measures, we can cut that down to tens of thousands, I think is what they've said. So we are, I think, by all accounts, according to this document and according to a lot of the experts that you listen to, are in this for the long haul. So that's certainly the sort of pragmatic view I am taking. And that's the pragmatic view I'm going to apply to my own life and also to my business. It's essentially just going into some sort of survival mode with a view of it taking up to 18 months. Hopefully it will be quicker than that. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I have some background in science. I did a human biology degree at university, but that doesn't mean anything. I'm still a dum-dum when it comes to this science stuff, but I do take an interest in it and I do read what the experts are saying. So hopefully it will be quicker than that, than 18 months, but that's kind of the time period I have in mind at the moment. I know people don't want to hear that and they want to be hopeful that it's going to happen quicker, but I think in these crisis situations, it's really important to get a grip of the actual truth of what's going on and the most likely outcome. And Imperial College London have used all these models, these computer models, these for virus pandemics and stuff, from how previous viruses have spread. And that's what the numbers are saying. So I just thought I'd share that with you because I've read that today and found it relatively scary. So it's 18 months is kind of what I'm looking at the moment, and how am I going to survive, or how is my business going to survive for that long? There are obviously other economic issues and people being isolated and stuff, which is kind of where maybe I can make a small difference. So that's sort of my plan going forward, is to create as much content as I possibly can, both for YouTube, where hopefully it depends what the suppression measures are, whether they become cover going out into the countryside on your own, I don't know, but hopefully that won't be the case. I'll still be able to get out and do some landscape photography, make YouTube videos about it and share that with you. Then on the Raw Room itself, where you can now get a 7-day free trial, I will be putting up lots of tutorials, particularly about stuff you can do at home. And there are going to be some really nice in-depth tutorials about macro photography. I've just ordered a fish tank, which I think I'm going to use for several different little projects for just creating these interesting images at home. And I personally, for me, in all times, when I've had times of crisis before, like when the London riots kicked off, for example, that was a really challenging time for police officers. And I was one of them at that point. I did sort of 15-hour shifts for about 4 weeks. It was extremely difficult. But in that time, I still found solace and comfort in being creative. In the few bits of time that I did have at home, just picking the camera up, taking pictures, going out for a walk with a camera and just doing a little camera walk and grabbing shots of things that you walk past that interest you. And hopefully that will still be achievable in this case. But I think it was around that time that I kind of really got interested in the water drop photography as well. And that sort of really played a big part in that. And obviously that's the water drop photography masterclass is now in the Raw Room as well. So keeping creative, keeping busy, and keeping things as positive and practical as you possibly can are important. Rather than going down that negative sort of path where you feel like there's no way out. And the key to all of this thing is that there is a way out. This is not going to last forever, but it may be that the next little while is going to be a difficult period. And it feels, or it looks like, we've had nothing like this since the Second World War. So difficult times, but there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and there's always a silver lining in the cloud, isn't there? It may be that you're brand new to photography, and this period when you are at home a lot may be the point when you find your love of photography. And then in 10 years' time, when all this virus nonsense is forgotten, you've got 10 years of photography experience behind you, And it was all thanks to being isolated in this way. So there's always a positive to see from this. It may be that you discover a love of macro photography or something like that. Anyway, it's just trying to turn any negative situation into a positive. And along with that, I think it's important to have some humour. So I'm going to try and figure out a better way of maybe interacting with you guys as well. It might be that I do a live thing on YouTube. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what the best thing to do is. Things are developing so quickly every day. So at the moment, I'm just going to continue what I'm doing in creating YouTube videos around landscape photography and then putting more tutorials out. And then we'll see how things develop. But for other photographers, it is a very, very scary time. My jobs that are not related to the YouTube channel and the RAW room just instantly disappeared. Some stuff that involved talking, all my talks have now been cancelled. My appearance at the photography show has been obviously cancelled. That's lost me quite a bit of revenue. It's looking like some of the tours might get cancelled as well, with where there's groups of people. I'll have to see how the science develops and what the recommendation is from the government. But it may be that one-to-one workshops will still be possible to do, and an ethically correct thing that's all right. Particularly if we're not travelling in a car together, if we just meet up in the landscape somewhere, we are outside together the whole time. Initially, it feels like that will still be okay. So one-to-one tutorials, or one-to-one workshops rather, I'm hoping will still be something that I can do and other landscape photographers can do. The photographers who I think are probably struggling the most are those that involve people. So wedding photographers, for example, sports photographers who just overnight have had those jobs just disappear. They're all freelancers on the whole, I think. So that's going to be an extremely challenging time. And I don't really have any obvious answers at the moment. I think the few things to really focus on, though, are one is perspective. So maintain perspective. It is an immediate thing that we're faced with, but it's not a second by second thing. So take an hour, take a couple of hours to really just sit there calmly and think about what you're going to do. As long as you still have your health and the health of your friends and your family and your loved ones, then that's the most important thing. I mean, everything else is secondary to that pretty much. So maintaining perspective is important. It's then a thing of patience, and I see this in the press as we're getting these daily briefings now, and then people immediately asking for clarity. We don't know with a lot of this stuff, so it's all quite new. The scientists and experts are doing as much work as they possibly can to correct this and to fix it, but it is going to require some patience from everybody, and it would be wrong for the government to instantly offer clarity when they don't know. If they were to come out with something very clear, that it's possible that they'd be speculating. So the fact that they're saying a lot of the time, we'll give clarity when we can, I think that's the right thing to do. And we're going to have to all be patient. So that means in your own life, but also in your business life. It'll be interesting to see what this package of measures are from the government that support small businesses. How long will that last? It's certainly going to provide some reassurance, I think, that people aren't going to be just totally without cash, but we'll have to see what happens with that. And then the third part of the process, and the more practical advice is to innovate. So, but how you do that in your line of photography, I don't know. So if you're a music photographer, I'm not sure how you could innovate. Same with weddings and stuff. It may be that people get married in much smaller groups. Maybe they do it outside somewhere. It may be that you still get invited to come and take some of those photographs. So it'd be a case of, I doubt over a longer period people are going to stop getting married. It might be that they just do it in a much smaller setting, or like I say, outside in the summer. And there may be still opportunities there. Portrait photography, family portrait photography. If you meet them outside and do a shoot outside, you may still be able to do that. Offering seminars online and courses online is another option. Certainly, from my point of view, I'm glad that I had diversified my business enough to include video on YouTube. I mean, I'm fortunate enough now to have that YouTube channel, to have the Raw Room, which hopefully will support me over this time. I've seen a dip in YouTube views over the last few days. That's kind of understandable, but that comes with a dip in cash flow as well. So it's a challenging time for me, but I hope the Raw Room and the YouTube channel will see me through. But it's, I'm just talking because I want you to understand what I'm thinking, and I want you to know that if there's anything I can do for you, please do let me know. If you genuinely cannot afford the Raw Room, please do get in touch and I'll see what I can do for you, because I am planning to put a lot of content on there that's going to give you something to do. And is, if this does progress for a while, then yeah, we're going to need some stuff to keep us busy, to keep our mental health going. But I think creating will do that. Hopefully, if these, one of the things they said in this document I was talking about at the start, that these, this suppression model, we might be able to have a break from that for a while as the cases cut down. But then it might be that they have to come back in again. So hopefully we'll have a little bit of respite in the middle of all this. But definitely keeping busy, staying as positive as possible, being pragmatic, being practical is going to be required. All the things that are needed in a crisis: cool heads, patience, understanding, helping each other out, are all things that are going to be required, almost certainly, unless there's some sort of miracle that will sort it all out for us in the next few months. So yeah, I think, but moving forward, yeah, please do make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel and hit the bell icon. I don't think many people are getting notifications. And then there is a 7-day free trial to the Raw Room. I would love it if you subscribed. Give it a go. Have a look at the tutorials. There's going to be more stuff on there to do at home. There's already the Water Drop Photography Masterclass. Might be a great time for you to get into that and give it a go. Just go to firstmanphotography.com/Raw Room. And you can get your 7-day free trial. And like I say, if you really, really cannot afford it, then please do get in touch and I'll see what I can do. But if you do subscribe and stay subscribed, then that will help support me through this period, there's no doubt. But also, I hopefully can repay that by creating this content, which maybe will inspire you or task you with something to do. If you do subscribe as well, there's the one-to-one Skype conversations. And it may be, I think that's going to be an important thing, particularly for me. It'll give me some new people to talk to, i.e. you. I was set it up originally to be a critique service, but I'm quite happy if we just connect on Skype for half an hour and have a chat about photography or creativity or anything at all that you want to talk about. Maybe I can support you, maybe you can support me, and I think that's kind of what we're going to need moving forward. So I'll leave you with that for now. I was hoping to put out a podcast where I had a really interesting conversation with Ben Brain. He used to be the editor of digital camera, one of the two. I keep saying the wrong thing and he kept correcting me, but he was the editor of that magazine for a long time, and he's a really interesting guy, really inspiring photographer. We did go to Snowdonia to film a video together before all this kicked off, but the wind was so extreme. I did manage to film a little bit where it was extremely windy, so I'll share that with you, I think probably in the YouTube video on Sunday. I might put a few snippets of the conversation we had into the video, but then eventually, or hopefully later this week, or maybe early next week, I'll put out the full conversation on this podcast. So, like I said, love to you all at this time. Anything I can do for you, please do get in touch. Stay safe, and I'll speak to you or see you on a video very, very soon. I'm Adam. This is the Raw Room Podcast. Bye for now.